the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, there is another feature for the supplications that we will discuss in this episode, God willing. One feature of the supplications, specifically the supplications of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, is the reference to the Islamic governance and government and invoking Allah to protect its stability, defending the borders of the Islamic countries by strong, faithful men. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has devoted the 27th supplication of Sahifatu Sajjadiyya to the guards of the borders and the armies of the Islamic state and government. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has made people alert to defend their Islamic heritage. وَحَسِّنْ ثُغُورَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَأَيِّدْ حُمَاتَهَا بِقُوَّتِكَ. O my Lord, protect the borders of the Muslim countries, support their guards with your power. كَثِّرْ عِدَّتَهُمْ وَاشْحَذْ أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ. O my God, increase their numbers, sharpen their weapons, guard their land and defend their country, unite their groups and manage their affairs. You see, in all these words, the addressee is the Almighty Allah, yet the reader, the reciter, the one who is engaged in this supplication truly recognizes that he is responsible. He is the one whom Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is actually talking to, because it is his responsibility to first defend his country, to help his country raise above these old challenges. How is it possible to manage the affairs without having the responsible people managing the affairs? Then it is the time for referring to the Almighty Allah for supplications. So these statements of this supplications refer to the organizations of Islam. The Muslims should be so organized that the enemies could not find a chance to demolish them. They could be equipped with modern weaponry to defend themselves. So this is really interesting, because the phrase sharpen their weapons, washhad aslihatahum, refers to the power of dominating, and it means that the weapons should be modified in accordance with the time. The phrase teach him the sunnah and the laws means to learn the latest military tactics, and the phrase teach them what they do not know, عَرِّفْهُمْ مَا يَجْهَلُونَ وَبَصِّرْهُمْ مَا لَا يُبْصِرُونَ, means to inform them of what they ignore, enlighten them on what they do not see. And this indicates that the Islamic army should learn the military techniques, should behave diligently in accordance with the position of the enemy. Not only the army should be ready, but also it should not act foolishly.
I remember when I Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Aleem. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So this is the importance of these supplications, specifically those transmitted supplications. Not just because by reading them we will be aware of what we have on our shoulders as our responsibilities, but because of the very fact that these are those teachings existent in these supplications because of the specific time and situation Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was in. And this is the importance. Of course, it should be noticed that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has recommended this strong organization not for expanding the country, not for dominating over the poor and the needy, but he has intended to defend the Muslims for defending the Islamic countries. Because he has said, Allahumma waqawwi bidhalika mahal ahli al-Islam. O God, make the countries of the Muslims strong and fortified. حسن به ديارهم وفرغهم عن محاربتهم لعبادتك. And do not make them busy with fighting in order to be free to worship you and to be alone with you, so that no one is to be worshipped on the earth save you, and that no forehead of any of them is to be covered with soil to other than you. So Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is teaching us what we need to use those organizations for. And this is the aim of those organizations. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Close to you.